And during this retreat today, I have the great opportunity and the big grace to adjust my decision of my life, and to adjust my decision also according to the deepest thirst of my life. And as I told you, the deepest thirst of my life is the fullness of love. And I should not hide that reality from my eyes. I shouldn't, you know, sometimes we want to forget about that. We want to forget that big space that is within us, because maybe we are afraid not to get the right food. And many people, they want to just to forget, and that's why the drug is so successful here in America and all over the world, just because the guys, they want to forget that the image of God, they want to forget because nobody gives God, nobody is witness of God, so they don't get the food, and they cannot live with that emptiness. So they go into drugs because they prefer to die rather than to live a false life, that to carry that terrible suffering of feeling the emptiness. It's like a cry to God. God, why don't you exist? If you existed, then I would go with you. As you don't exist, shalom. Bye-bye. I won't live anymore. And they're right. They're right. But we know that God exists, and he's the one to fulfill our heart, so that now we know the way. And we'll be the one to be witness of him. As I already says, be the reflection of Jesus' light in this world that do not know God and that walks in the darkness as an unfaithful world. My translation is not very good, but it's the meaning, you see. So now another question. Maybe it hurts my heart thinking of my deepest thirst. Maybe I've been disappointed. Maybe I had placed my hope in someone. Maybe I'd placed my hope in something. Maybe I'd expressed my thirst in some circumstances and I've been disappointed. So now I don't want to hear anymore about my thirst. So maybe there is also there, maybe there is a wound. So I have now to talk about that to Jesus. During adoration, I'll see with Jesus if I have been disappointed and if my thirst is give me any fear. Maybe I have tears in my heart because of my thirst that has not been fulfilled so far. So even if you feel like shedding those tears with Jesus, do it very simply during this retreat, because Jesus said, "Happy are the poor, the kingdom of God are theirs. Happy are those who weep, they will be consoled." And Jesus can fulfill a heart that is poor only. A heart that is full of himself cannot be filled with Jesus. But a heart that recognizes he's poor, he's empty, he's nothing, then this heart can be filled up with Jesus, with God. Maybe before I never knew how to handle that thirst of mine. Before the Blessed Sacrament, Jesus will show me how he will handle those thirst, how he will respond. And you'll be surprised by his love, because exposing to him the thirst of your heart will allow him to come to you in a very special way, will allow him at last to embrace you in a very special way. And that's why he invited us here for this retreat, because he wants to embrace your heart in a very special way. And that's why we'll have this deep silence so that Jesus can come in this intimate way to embrace us and to speak deep to our hearts. and in prayer, let him talk to you. Not only you talk to him, but he has words for you. And I remember when I was young, I lived in Paris and I had a job. And one day I felt the need of going away from Paris for 1 month to pray. And I had converted only 3 years before. And I used to go to Mass every day after my conversion and have 1 hour of prayer every day. But one day I felt that Jesus was calling me, like in the desert, to talk to my heart. I didn't know at all what he was going to tell me. So I left Paris for 1 month. And in the last week of that big retreat, I was adoring the Blessed Sacrament. And it's on that day that Jesus called me to become his spouse, or he becomes my bride. Yeah, for me to be his bride. And I didn't expect that. I mean, for me, marriage was the way. But the way he spoke to my heart was so strong, was so deep, and was so loving that no man could have spoken to me this way. I'll never forget that. But what I realize now, he could speak to my heart because it was in a deep prayer. And this message that he had to give me, he could not have given it to me in the underground or during a telephone call, or you see, it needed silence and adoration. And Jesus has great treasures to communicate to you, but please let him speak to you. And those treasures are like secrets, like, you know, those things that you cannot tell to a friend unless you are in a very special place, in a very special atmosphere, in a very, very favorable time. Sometimes you have a secret to share with somebody and then the person comes, and then after 10 minutes you say, okay, this is not the day I'll share that because the mood is not there and the atmosphere is not deep enough and he will not listen to me. So you keep your secret for yourself and maybe you'll never tell that secret to anybody. And for Jesus is the same. He needs a certain atmosphere of attention, of care from our part to speak to us. He has prepared a food, a very divine and great food for each of us. But, I remember an example that happened to Sister Faustina. You know Sister Faustina. One day, she was in the chapel in her convent, and she went to take the Holy Communion, and she saw the ciborium with all the hosts that were prepared for all the sisters. And right in the middle of the ciborium, she saw a host that was alive. You see, hosts look like bread, usually. So you see, it looks like bread, though it's the body of Christ. But one of the hosts was alive, living alive. You see, living. I don't know how she saw that, but she mentioned that in her writings. Then she found out that the priest just took that one for her and gave it to her. And then she went back to the seat and she started to speak to Jesus and said, "Oh Lord, I saw a living host in the ciborium and the priest has given me that host. But why there was only one host like this that was living and the other hosts were like bread? And why that one was for me and not for another sister?" And Jesus said, "Because when you receive me, when someone receives me in the Holy Eucharist, I give myself fully to the person, but only a few people receives me as a living God. Only those receive the fullness of what I give. But many people, they receive me as if I am dead. They don't even have a word of love for me.